from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
A little bit about Doug Smith, legend north of the border, legend in Toronto, works for the Toronto Star. He's kind of like, he's kind of like me a little bit.
He's got a bigger reputation than Drake right now.
By the way, I heard Drake's working on something. We'll talk about that at 1:37. Doug Smith's a very well-respected writer in Toronto, works for the Toronto Star. Listen to this tweet. Just food for thought. Andrew Wiggins is out of the Canadian Olympic picture, according to a source. Golden State Warriors playing hardball with the veteran. They are looking to move. Canadian team, they open camp later tonight.
Oh,
so Andrew Wiggins, if you haven't been following this, over the last several months has been a little bit coy about whether or not he's going to play on their national team. Canada's. He's Canadian.
Oh, Canada.
And so I saw a couple recent interviews with him, and he was saying, well, just stay tuned. Stay tuned. You know, we'll see if I play or not. Well, apparently he's not playing, and the Warriors may be preventing him from playing.
Oh.
And then, of course, you'd say, why? Well, maybe they don't want him to get hurt. The other thing, I'm just spitballing here because there's a lot left out here of this tweet, but if Andrew Wiggins really wanted to play in the Olympics or the Canadian national team, I think he could play. But I'm not convinced that he really wants to play because he's always been lukewarm about it. So I don't know how much is, Andrew, you can't play. You cannot play for Canada.
That doesn't sound like the Warriors.
And the Wiggins, and then Wiggins saying, that's fine, I wasn't going to play anyway.
Or, I'm going Dick Tracy on you. Mm. Let me take it one step further. This is odd. And like you said, we don't know what was said, but for a team like the Warriors to say you can't represent your country, that must mean they are exhausting every possibility to try to move one Andrew Wiggins. But this is Guru Dick Tracy. What if Wiggins just went to the team and said, you know what? We're not going to tell the public where I've been and what I've been dealing with, but I've had some sabbaticals and you guys have had my back. I just need new scenery. Forget Clay. I, Andrew Wiggins, need to get up out of here. That would be the only way that this wouldn't turn into a stink, right? Okay, we'll try to help you out.
He doesn't want to play in the Olympics.
But we don't want you to get hurt. Oh,
that's possible. That's possible.
But why would your boy from the Star say the Warriors playing hardball?
Because
that's a mandate. And can a team say, Stoney, you can't represent?
How the hell can the Warriors say Steph Curry is going to spearhead the U.S. team, but Andrew Wiggins can't play for Canada?
That means they're moving him, Stoney, and they don't want him to get hurt. Well, and they've told him that.
Okay, fine. Here's the other thing that I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about this about Wiggins forever. You ain't getting nothing for Wiggins. Let me ask you this. If you're another GM, even if you're interested in Wiggins, you can't give up something that you like for Andrew Wiggins. Man. You cannot be a general manager of a team and say, we've acquired Andrew Wiggins, but we gave up somebody we really, really liked. Like, you're not going to do that. Mm. You can't do that for Wiggins after the past couple of years. At least I wouldn't think he can.
Yeah, the rat's on the table, and I agree with you on that. But, I mean, there were reports last year that the Warriors at the deadline had some offers for Andrew Wiggins, and most likely, Stoney, it had to be for a lesser player. You know what I'm saying? But you talked about you would take, Stoney, you're on record, I'm paraphrasing now, you're so tired of the Wiggins experience that you would take a lesser player to get up off that money. Just to get out of the hole, is he in or is he out mentally? You still feel that way?
I mean, I never said lesser player. I believe there are players out there that don't have Wiggins' stats, don't have his 17 or 18 points a game, who would be a better fit on the Warriors, absolutely. One of those guys I said was Caruso. If you say, who's better, Wiggins or Caruso, I'll bet you 90%. Wiggins, well, you know what? I'd rather have Caruso on the Warriors than Wiggins. That's kind of what I mean.
I exploded on that.
Austin in San Jose.
My guy.
What's up, Austin?
Hey, fellas. Great conversation. You're right, Stein. There's a lot going on. I respectfully disagree. And again, respectfully, because, you know, we can have a conversation without agreeing, guys. Yeah. But I would say, I think Warrior fans, I think that we're a little too close to the Wiggins situation, and we've all seen it and heard what's going on. We don't really know what's going on. But I would challenge you as to whether there's not a value for Andrew Wiggins. This guy is a professional basketball player. This guy has a skill set. Now, I don't know what happened with the Warriors and why he didn't show up. And so, unless we understand that, I don't know how we can say for sure that no one's given up anything. I would challenge that. And I think the only way we're going to know that is if there's a transaction out there. As far as Wiggins, I think the Warriors, there may be something up because he's an asset, guys. And I think we tend to look at these things differently. Talk to Kurt Lakeup. You guys were talking to Kurt Lakeup the other day. And he was very refreshing because he was straightforward. He wasn't playing any BS. It wasn't any of this Homer stuff. You guys asked him questions. He said, hey, Google, you went after him and said, well, you know, somebody said the Art Linkletter or Bob Barker said that, you know, it could have been the fourth seed if they had gotten this. He wasn't buying any of that.
No, he didn't.
We didn't get it done, and that's the way guys like that think. Though they don't think about what could have been, should have been. It didn't happen, guys. So that's all that matters. And Stoney, I got a question for you though. You seem to be flip flopping a little bit about Kuminga and not bringing in George and worrying about the future. First of all, you don't know the future. I don't know the future, so I don't know why we're fixating on the future. Anything can happen. But the reality is that it's either the Warriors believe, as Guru suggests, they need a guy like George or somebody like that, or, Sonny, you need to tell me that you believe that Kuminga is ready to jump into that starting lineup, because there's no more time for development. There's no more time for Kuminga to show us what he can do in 3 years. It's got to be now, because they have to make decisions now about whether they're going to extend this dude. Can he assume the role? And remember what Coach said. Austin didn't say it. Guru didn't say it. Coach Kerr said, we'd like him to be a three. I think I'm paraphrasing. We're not sure if he can be a three. Now, after all these years, they're still not sure about a guy that you guys keep telling us is so valuable that nobody wants to get rid of Kuminga. I don't think the Warriors are sure about Kuminga. Why are we so sure about him, guys? I want to hear more.
Well, Austin, I agree with you. I'm ready to say bye-bye if he could get you a better player, Stoney, and I think he knows that.
Austin, it's less about Kuminga the player as it is Kuminga the asset. I mean, I may make a case, stay away from Paul George. Don't do the Paul George deal. And let's look for a deal for Kuminga. Like that, I would actually be open to, even though I kind of like Kuminga, because to me, Kuminga is your biggest asset to move on this team right now. And you know what? I've been saying Kuminga's young and you better be real careful. I'll be honest, that doesn't mean I want to pay him $160 over the next 4 years. Like, that's the decision I got to make. And, like, I'm not making either of those decisions in a vacuum.
But
it doesn't appeal to me to bring Paul George in and either move, like, get Kuminga wherever he goes, the Clippers, or you theoretically get Chris, yeah, if you can get Chris Paul and keep Kuminga, that's a little bit different of a story. I'm more open to that. But Kuminga, to me, has value because A, he's a young player, yeah. He's getting better, and B is, you can't tell me he's not the most coveted player if you're another team. So that's why I think he's valuable, not just because I think, well, he's going to average 25 yeah. points. It's almost secondary.
But I'm asking you this, Donnie, I'm hearing you, isn't Paul George what you would want fetch from unloading a guy like Kuminga? Like, that's what's so exciting to me about all of the age. Paul George checks all the boxes for me as a player if I was going to move Kuminga or part ways with him. Like, what would you be looking for more than what Paul offers on both ends of the floor?
I'll say it again. The one idea I hate the idea of rolling into next year, and I'll say it, after Steph Curry plays in the Olympics and you get to training camp and your core is Paul George, wow. Steph Curry, and Draymond Green, and maybe Clay. I don't know if Clay's going to be here or not. I don't like that, and I really don't like that idea if Kuminga's not on the team. You can't live your life scared that they're going to get hurt. You also can't walk in traffic and not think it's going to be less dangerous than walking in a meadow. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you're going into the season older.
Yeah.
And if you want Paul George, I totally get it. I'm not completely out on Paul George.
Yeah.
I hate the idea of in September, October, we're looking at 9 months where these guys got to play at a high level. They have to stay healthy. And okay, if you're going to do that, do it. But you got to acknowledge it's super risky. I also hate the idea of bringing in an old player and giving up a couple first-round draft picks in 2027. That's just me. That's just me. I'm not cavalier about moving those picks when I've seen sometimes what happens when your superstar leaves or retires or gets or starts to decline.
Well, that's what makes all this exciting. We're about to have the answers to all these questions and how the most important people in this whole equation, Joe Lacob and company, feel and what they decide. And Steinie, I believe, you know, they wouldn't be shocked hearing you if they're listening to the show now knowing it's risky, but what's not? Everything is. And you got to think about the other rat on the table, which I believe is a rat. You know, Steph Curry showing him, hey, man, we're trying. Hey, it didn't work, Steph, but we tried to do what we could. We said bye-bye to one of our coveted assets, and it didn't work. But, damn, we know we can look you in the face, and you can't be mad.
What's the difference between?
Because you were in on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's the difference between Steph Curry and LeBron James?
Well, LeBron's being able to call all the shots.
Well, how do we know Curry's not doing that?
Well, no, the difference
Curry's
is
just more tactful.
Well, I guess I would say to that, the difference is, yeah, LeBron, we're not winning.
Well, neither are the Warriors.
We gave you LeBron can't be mad because they've said, hey, man, we're going through you on these decisions. We don't know if Curry's played that card yet.
Well,
and maybe he's starting to play it by saying, hey, you know, without saying it, hey, you know, I need some help. Go get Paul George. Miss me with Kuminga in 3 years, you know, behind
closed
doors.
Okay, so then he is.
Yeah, no,
then he is dictating.
Yeah, he wouldn't be mad.
Then you're making a move.
Predicated
to appease Steph Curry.
I think he's earned that.
Okay. And I'm not saying he hasn't. Yeah. And I'm not saying, you know, there's a big difference between you better get me Paul George or I'm leaving than, like, let's go get Paul George. I think that would be great. But.
And I got a question for you.
But what's built into this conversation is the assumption that Steph Curry wants Paul George. So if Steph Curry wants Paul George, that means part of the reason they're going after Paul George is because Steph wants him to.
Yeah. And Kirk Lacob told
us. And I'll say it again. What's the difference between that and LeBron James?
There is no difference. Okay. And I agree on both fronts. Now, it didn't work for the Lakers, but my point being, Stoney, had your boy from
the... What do you mean it didn't work for the Lakers?
Well, they didn't get to the championship. So LeBron, yeah, we didn't win. He can't look at the organization and said, you left me dry. I didn't have... Everything they've done has been predicated on his input.
Well, how do we know everything hasn't been done with Steph's input?
But what's really been done? They haven't been... This will be the first time, I believe, outside of Durant, that they're trying to change course and getting off something that might pop in 2 to 3 years with Kuminga going to get a ready-made player, a bona fide bowler.
Well, under this scenario, Steph was the reason Draymond got paid. Well, how'd that work out? Well, this is what I'm talking about.
I kind of blew past that one.
Let's go to...
And I got a question for you.
Go ahead. Call. I'll take a call.
Right,
because you'll forget by the end.
I don't forget like that.
No, I do. I got the bad memory. EB's in Brentwood. What's going on, EB? How you doing?
Hey, look, fellas. This Paul George move, a possible move, reeks of desperation. I love PG, love his game. But also remember that the Mavericks, those young cats, they lit him up in that series. I think he had one big game, maybe 30-plus. They locked him up the last couple games. But this is why it reeks of desperation. It's not primarily for, let's say, the wins lost on the court. Joe Lacob, he's got to sell tickets. Can you run that back? What are the ad spots with Pods and Curry and Draymond again?
EB, you're breaking up. You got to call back. I'll take your call for sure, but you're breaking up. My feeling on selling out the building is as long as Curry's here, they're fine.
Yeah, and Joe's made a boatload to where don't feel bad for him at the gate right now, especially when you're sitting with Steph. I'm with you.
But do you think it's in Joe Lacob's best interest to be terrible after Steph leaves?
No.
Right. And so I'm not saying, but to me, if you make the Paul George trade and you put some picks in there and Kuminga's part of it, it's a higher risk to be worse in 3 years than if you go down another path.
I got you.
And hey, listen, one of the things I know about the Bay Area is if Steph leaves and the Warriors don't win, the building won't sell out. It won't.
Yeah. I want to just say, through our history, a great timeout. The Warriors are the Bay's basketball team. The only one people have come out. My quick question to you about your boys' report, Smith from the Star. If we were in front of Lacob, Kirk, like we were yesterday, and this goes back to Wiggins in that report, what would you ask him about? Would you ask him, like, Stoney, I am. I got to tell you, I'm intrigued, and not in a good way, about is Wiggins being shopped? Is there any merit to you telling if there's any truth? Are you no? But they,
Goo, let me ask you: do you think the Warriors would be interested in trading Wiggins?
Of course they would.
But I never thought it would take
Wiggins and Kuminga to get Paul George. I thought you could Kuminga would be the one to where Ballmer and company are like, that's okay. Hey, you know what? Save your picks. You know, I'm having fun here, but so you're telling me Paul George comes and Wiggins and Kuminga are part of the package?
I don't know. I
never looked at it like that. I didn't think it would be that.
Possibly. I mean, I gotta believe the Warriors would love to move Wiggins and keep Kuminga.
He said, told us, hey, Goo, Stoney, what did he say? Wiggins is in the Bay this summer.
Going after Paul George is like the Bucks adding Dame Lillard. Stagnant and or getting worse. That's from the 925. Not me. I have a feeling when I read some of those texts, people think it's me.
What do you mean?
Well, like if somebody just turned, I go, this from the Xfinity mobile text line. And then somebody just turns on the radio at that point, and they hear me say, going after Paul George is like going after Damian Lillard. Yeah. Like, I'm just reading the text, people.
We need to start saying that, and I got to read this from Cozy Codes. Is Guru really this dumb, or is this just a character he's playing? I'm honestly asking. I'll let you Now, why would you laugh?
Because it's...
You laughed.
You shouldn't have asked him that question.
The point is this. No, I laughed because it's like, Guru's not dumb. I laugh.
I can show you my SAT scores.
I laughed because of the verbiage.
Yeah. And but, I read it, so I killed him. I won.
But,
yeah,
but I mean, listen, if you think Guru's dumb, then you got to say Joe Lacob's dumb.
And that's all I've been trying to tell the people coming after me.
Unless you don't think.
Put Joe's name on it. Put Mike's.
Unless you don't think that this is serious with Paul George.
Stoddy, I think it's. I can't wait to see you guys Monday. I think we're going to know. Well, we'll know Sunday and tomorrow for Saturday with PG.
You know, for somebody that abhors thinking about the future, all you do is think about the future.
Yeah, in a day or two is not the future.
You can't wait for football training camp.
I can't.
Let me guess. I'll bet you can't wait for the Super Bowl.
No, honestly, tell me what I'm excited about tonight.
I'm not.
Well, I'll tell you.
Caitlin Clark.
I forgot she was playing.
The Giants.
Yeah, there we go. Ohtani.
Next question.
Maybe he'll hit one to Oakland tonight.
Yeah.
Riff Raff is in Daly City. Hey, Riff Raff.
There's a good chance.
That's a three.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Not a Logan Webb. Hey, what's up, Riff Raff? How you doing, buddy?
Good. Matt, love your perspective. Daryl, love the passion, as always. As far as this age and injuries thing, Matt, you hit the nail right on the head. I go back to the Toronto series, which they could have won, but at that point, that team had played into June for years and years and years. Well, what happened? Looney broke down. Clay went out. Durant went out. They played too many games and had a lot of miles on them, and it showed up, and it cost them a championship. You know, we all hope you got one more run in you, but that's all it is a hope. Like, what's the right thing to do? I don't have the answer to that question. I'm just a truck driver. So you guys have a great weekend. I love the show.
All right, appreciate it, Riff Raff.
Yeah. Call appreciate me Daryl. From my experience, Donnie, when they refer to your boy as Daryl, kind of out on the goo.
I thought only Geltzeiler was allowed to refer to him as Daryl.
No, that's in the term of endearment. He says it like, I like when he says it.
Well, I got to read everything.
Yeah.
Steiny's insufferably contrarian. Just stop being a hater of everything. I'm not a hater of everything.
Stop!
Well, you don't like much. I would say that. I would say that at your funeral.
What are you talking about?
He was hard to please.
I love Dalton Connect.
We don't see any Laker
gear. I love golf.
Yeah. Well, we found out there's actually a couple holes in Connect's game.
Right, that I told you about.
What's the biggest one, Evan?
See,
complexion?
No, I don't think he's a streaky shooter. He's not a great shooter. He's streaky. I also don't think he can put the ball on the floor and make a play at the pro level right now. I told you, he holds on to it a half second too long.
Well, now you got guys in your ear like LeBron telling you, hey, dude, you need to that internal clock, you got to go faster.
Rick Barnes couldn't do that?
Hey, maybe he didn't need to do it faster. It worked for him.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, closet Laker fan. You and Sladoni.
There's a good one here. 408. Paul George fits so perfectly next to Steph and in our system. Sometimes guys just need to be where they belong.
I love that.
Just be where they belong. Oh,
yeah.
He had a little more there, but I...
Yeah, and some saying Guru, Adrian, Guru, you hate Kuminga. I don't hate. I was the president of the Kuminga Club. I'm just telling you, the team does not have time to wait. And what Austin said, he didn't use my line, which I thought was great. We can't watch guys go through their basketball puberty. We need adults. We need guys ready to go. And Paul George represents that. And yeah,
if you don't get Paul George, who would you go after next? Biden?
No, we'll get to that. 2 o'clock, what's bugging you? I'm telling you right now, Steiny, that's the run it back model. That lets you know I don't hate Kuminga. But boy, I would ready go the ready-made route.
Yeah, this is kind of the way I feel. 662, you're getting older while the whole league is getting younger. That's my biggest worry, 662.
Well, I would tell the league, hold my rings, four of them. Like, if the Warriors don't win again, Steiny, Warrior fan is full. Like after a Thanksgiving meal, we've eaten.
That doesn't,
number four.
That doesn't mean that because you've got four rings, you can you attack the future with recklessness.
But what if I tell you, and you got your glasses on, and I'm looking at you, Stoney, I'm being real, man. The future doesn't start until 30's out of here. The future left when Jordan Poole got punched to Washington. The future left when James Wiseman was a fizzle.
Okay. Then why?
Was the future.
Okay, then why do you double down on going right now?
Are we really doubling down? We got a draft pick next year.
We got a draft pick in a year.
Well, not
a you don't care about the draft pick next year.
Well, obviously I do, Stoney, but that's not priority number one. It's like number seven right now.
They could buy one.
There you go.
They did this year for a postman.
That was
second round pick.
Yeah, but we have a 7-footer. So how'd that go? They sold the pick.
I'll tell you.
Okay,
I'll tell you during the break.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.